nothing special with the intro or anything. Royce and I were bored, or I was bored, and I texted Royce and said, hey, we haven't done radio in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, seriously, it's weird.
So, I guess, yeah, super secret Dutch and Royce going on right now on morelikeradio.com. Yeah, we're taking the place of Brain Stew on a Friday night because that's when most party people listen to radio is Friday
party.
Nights.
Well, you know what, though? Yes, you know why we're doing good tonight? Normally, I get your sarcasm, but everybody in the U.S. is snowed in now. There, no one's going to parties. Let's just be honest.
It's exactly. Yeah, didn't the Northeast get like 14,000 feet of snow or something like that?
Something ridiculous. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi.
Hey, Home Slice. Are you
raining
in as well?
No, it's always like this in Minnesota. So,
yeah, when I was there last, the water in my eyes literally would freeze if I didn't blink every 3 seconds when I was up there. I'm not joking either.
Well, the high on Monday is going to be -15.
Is that good?
Why would we live in that wasted land?
Because the 4 months of nice weather is beautiful.
Yeah, but no, that's fucking horseshit. Because I was like, I was running today and it was 47 degrees and I was just teasing Kevin. I'm like, dude, how do you do it? It's so cold. I'm like, JK, it's beautiful out. Because, you know, fuck them. I don't care. These, you know, all you motherfuckers that make fun of Florida, fucking we get awesome weather now.
I was actually watching this whole thing on Nat Geo last night, like how to survive the end of the world. And they were talking about if and when the world were to like go out of its own orbit, like, and start orbiting further away from the sun. And they were talking about this whole, like, just the fact that, you know, everything would start freezing and how you would actually try and survive that, like with the whole north. And they like were showing these shots of like Miami-Dade police cars frozen over and these dead cops in cars. It was really weird.
Well, I mean, so before we get into anything, Dutch, what did you do for the holidays? Just curious, like, what did you do?
Let's see. I was with my family on...
Lucky.
You want to tell me what you did?
No, you first. You first. You first. You first.
Okay. Let's see. We did... Okay, on Christmas Day, the majority of my older siblings like had their own families, so they did Christmas with them, and then all the single kids went to my mom's house.
All the single babies.
And then we had Christmas there. And, we gave mom our presents and she gave us her presents. That she bought us.
What did you get? Hold on. What did your mom give you?
Well, okay. So, you know how, like, I do DJ shit. She bought me one big speaker.
Okay. Like,
so
like
I would buy
a power speaker?
The second one. So.
Like a PA speaker?
Yeah, PA. Like an 800 water.
Okay, like the ones you got for the wedding. Cool. That's awesome.
So she got me one of them, and she's like, okay, now you have to buy the other one.
How much would like one of those cost normally? I'm just curious.
I don't know what she paid for it, to be honest.
$14,000.
They're usually like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks, but I'm sure she got my mom loves a good deal.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, I have a $40 Walmart gift card from my parents.
Oh, okay. Really? I thought you guys weren't talking at this
point.
We're not. Oh, but you still got that.
Yeah.
Because it was
Walmart.
A gift card.
You know how long $40 goes at Walmart, though?
No, I know. I could eat hot dogs for 7 years with that. I get it, but...
Yeah.
4,000 gumballs.
Yeah. What did you do, Mitchell?
Well, I had Christmas Day. I was at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. And then we had other Christmases at Sherry's grandparents and then her mom's. And then tomorrow
we had a Christmas at her dad's house.
Mm-hmm. And for at least for New Year's, I didn't do shit. I just stayed home. I didn't want to go out to any bars or anything like that. I'm too old for that.
I stayed in for New Year's too, actually.
I went out.
Yeah, of course you did.
And my parents got me a Phantom Power Supply, so I have that. So now I can actually have my compressor limiter hooked up properly to
that
my board.
That's funny. My parents were phantoms and weren't around, and there was power, but it was more of a power play than a supply.
See, now, my brother didn't get a mystery shotgun wedding, and it didn't ruin my parents' heart, so they still like me.
Got it.
Now, hold on. Now, what you say they weren't around, like, location?
No, I mean, they were in Orlando. They were just, like, like 2 miles away in a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, why were they there?
Because they don't want to talk to us? I mean, that's the truth.
Aren't they in Miami, though?
Not in Miami. They're still in Orlando. They're right. They either left today or whatever, but they were from, like, for December, whatever, and it was just
no. My question is their home isn't in Orlando, so why were they there?
In Texas. No, they come to Orlando every year. They just always do.
Like for funsies?
So it was weird because my grandparents were staying with me. And my brother and his family were staying with me in my house. And my sister was staying with me in my house. But then when my parents wanted to see my grandparents had to walk down to the corner of the block for my parents to pick them up. Like it was like the movie Ransom. And take them away that way. Merry Christmas. Jingle bells.
I mean, I don't know how it is with Cuban families, but at least for a white family, that's not normal.
Well, I mean, whatevs. It happens. It's my fault. It's my fault for defending my brother, really.
This is so sad.
How dare you?
Yeah.
It's so fucking
sad. And you know the best part is, I don't know how your parents are Dutch when you fight them, but like my parents are the kind where they could walk into your place. And this is hypothetical. This is just like, let's say somebody walks in your place and just starts shitting on the floor and punching walls and throwing things on the ground and breaking it. Like, let's say someone walks in your house and starts doing that. And you go, dude, fuck you. Then a week later, you're like, are you going to apologize for shitting on the floor and punching the fridge? And then instead of saying, yeah, you're right, I was fucked up what I did, they go, yeah, but you said fuck you. I don't know you understand what I'm saying? Like, they'll latch on your reaction as why they're not apologizing, even though all you did was say, dude, stop shitting in my house.
Dude, can I be honest for a second? Like, just cut him out. Cut him out. And then
happened.
And he will realize what it was that he's fucking missing here. So, you know, just cut him the fuck out.
Oh, want another fun story? So remember, initially, my parents did not want to see my brother and his family at all. And the whole fight started because all I wanted was I invited to the rehearsal dinner for my wedding. I invited my parents, obviously. But I invited Ryan, he's my best man, and his family, obviously, because that's a rehearsal dinner. That's what you do, you know?
Right.
And they got mad because they said, we're not going to be able to sit in the same room with them, blah, 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 because Ryan's wife is blah, 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 blah. And it turns out now, by the way, while Ryan and his family were here, they made peace with my parents, and they met at the mall, and the parents were fine with the kids, even though my parents said, I just don't want
to. Then it should be fine with you.
Really? You think? Oh, good. Now, hold on, Dutch. Let me call them and say that. Really? Yeah, I know that. But.
So what you're saying is
I was right.
The son that didn't do anything wrong, really, at all.
Not only did he do anything
is
wrong,
is now the only one that they're not talking to.
Not only the one that didn't do anything wrong, the one who was right about everything. All I wanted was peace. That's all I wanted. And now I'm the son of a bitch. So whatever.
Well, fuck you for that.
Yeah. So and then
everyone knows,
you know,
peace doesn't work.
And then it's like my dad goes crazy and starts sending sending fucking emails to like Marie's parents and just being a dick. Like, real hard, like, fucking mean shit. And I got pissed. I'm like, the fuck? You can't do that shit. And then, now, Dutch, I was trying to make amends. And I'm like, come on, let's work it out. And instead, like, it ended with my dad saying, oh, I'm going to make it worse and blah, blah, blah. And then my mom fucking lies, calls my grandfather and says, listen, can you give me Marie's parents' number? Because I just want to apologize and make amends. Well, they give Marie's parents' number. What they do is not apologize, say the reason that I go in the wedding, and then just start blaming us. So instead of making it right, they just also wanted to cause problems with Marie's parents.
You can't see me on camera right now, but I my head is down and I want to strangle something.
So there you go. And that's 100% true.
It just cut it out. I mean, it's easy for me to say cut it out of your life.
I should do what Dave Coulier says.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean, not to try and, you know, take off of what you're saying, but just commiserate. I have a sister who's out of her mind. And we'll give you a quick little background. She got married to this guy who was a really good guy who, you know, had no problem that she had a kid that wasn't his way before she met him. So basically she had a kid, you know, way before she met this guy. He started dating her or whatever. They got married. They have a kid now. They moved to Georgia for his really good job, right? They moved back about 3 months later because apparently the house they were living in was haunted.
What? Come hold on.
So no, hold on. Let me tell you how this makes sense.
How did she find out? Because she downloaded a ghost meter on her phone.
Well, Mitch, the house not only was haunted, and she found out from whatever thing that she found out from, but instead of just, okay, the house is haunted, let's move to a different house and then allow my husband to have this new sweet cush job that could provide for my family. No, we have to move out of the entire state and move back to Colorado. So in the process, I'm not finished. So in the process of moving back, this was not this Christmas, but the Christmas before. So, it was, you know, right around a year ago. They had been moved back for about a month in a different house or whatever. They're still trying to sell the other house instead of moving back into that one. They had to move to a new one because my sister's logical. They were like, okay, you know, they're back. And my younger sister, Hannah, was like getting like all the stuff together for Christmas Day, you know, a year ago, which, you know, normally all the whole family gets together and does, you know, whatever they do. And she was just like, hey, who's all coming to Christmas? And what are you guys bringing for food? So we all don't make the same, you know, thing. So, you know, this guy's bringing turkey. This one's bringing stuffing, yada, yada. And my other sister said, oh, I'm not, you know, we're not coming. And my sister Hannah, in our typical fashion, she was like, oh, lame sauce. Like, that was about it. It was something to the extent of lame sauce. Well, something very... So then my sister went on a tirade about how my other sister will never be happy with a man, will never get married, how she's a horrible Christian, how she, you know, this is all true.
That's how you should judge people.
Exactly. You know, how she's, and not only did she send it to my other sister, she forwarded it to the entire family because that's what you do.
Makes sense.
So after a series of the, you know, my other siblings and everybody else going, what the hell are you, what's going on, Vanessa? Like, what are you doing? Like, this is weird. Like, why are you? And basically, it's kind of like, we are horrible people who accept ghosts is basically what it is.
Well, you've never gone on record to say you're a good person who doesn't accept ghosts.
I stayed out of this whole thing. No. Side note, I stayed out of the whole thing. I just watched the drama unfold.
So you agree that there's ghosts in that
so
house.
Basically, my point
can somebody
is
answer
that,
me the ghost question?
Shut up about the ghosts. my point is, to get back to your original point, I have completely just cut crazy out of my family or out of my life. I don't care. I don't care if you're family. I don't care if I've known you my entire life. If you're out of your mind insane, I don't want to deal with you anymore. I'm about to turn 30. Like, I don't need this in my life. Just this.
But look
crazy
at all the stories it's giving you.
I haven't told this story ever, and it's not that entertaining. It's just sad when you look at it. It's like it's sad family shit. That's Royce. I'm sure it's the reason why you haven't told on the air, just because it sucks, man.
It does.
I feel bad for you, man.
It's fucking terrible. What are you gonna do? Like,
what are you gonna do?
I don't know. It's just like it's this crazy thing. And then my parents say, like, to my brother, like, even if you two have your own kids, I don't want anyone calling me grandparents because, and I believe the correct term is we're globetrotters and we're too young to be called grandparents. It's weird, dude.
And it's like you only have your, I mean, like, I have 1,000 siblings, so it's easy for me to cut at least one of my sisters out. You only have your parents.
I know.
Sorry for you to cut that out. So I'm trying to commiserate with you, but I can't. It sucks, man.
Meh. What are you going to do?
Sucks. What can you do?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nah.
You could, I have parents you could that sit, love each you other. You could sit in your house while your grandparents are listening to Spanish TV way too loud from Christmas to New Year's, and I mean way too loud. And all
do they speak an ounce of English?
Well, one of my grandfathers does. The other two don't. So, anyway, it's just really just loud and loud fucking. And I, at one point, Dutch, at one point I was laughing, just hysterically laughing by myself. And I mean this because they were watching the movie The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery, which is fine. But in Spanish, the dubbed over, no. It was so bad. And I was just like, what are you guys doing? And it was just like the guy they got to play Spanish, Nicolas Cage, was so bad.
Sounds a lot like him, right?
No, Dutch. You would think that, but not even a little. So bad. So that was my house, and my house smelled like fried beans every day. It was fucking just, you don't even know. And that's the other thing. The guy told a story. I love my grandparents to death. But every time they come to this house, shit fucking breaks, and nobody ever tells me. Give you a story. Last Christmas when they were here, my grandparents all stayed in my house, which is fine. And in the guest bathroom, you know, there's a towel rack. And it's one of those towel racks where it's, you know, two porcelain things and like a plastic bar in the middle. You know what I mean, Dutch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for whatever reason, when I went to go, after they left to hang a towel, everything fell to the floor. The fucking porcelain thing, it's cracked. They broke it and they just put it back up like no one was going to notice. Fine. My grandparents sold. I don't care. So they leave again and we go to check the bathrooms to clean everything. And you know, we have a shower where there's a light in the shower. And you know, like those light bulbs are in the shower. You have to like sometimes unscrew like a plastic thing to get to the bulb since it's
right,
the
right. Water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The undercover.
Well, I guess the bulb must have gone bad and they wanted to change it and they couldn't figure out how to take it off. So all I know is I went to that shower. I look up and there's an exposed light bulb and then they hid the plastic covering underneath.
Why would they do that?
Underneath, it's like a child.
Yeah, like a child underneath the cabinet. Like I wasn't going to notice.
Oh, we broke it.
Yeah, they broke it. So it's still broken, but every time they come, just something breaks in this house. And my computer, Dutch, and every time they leave, it's just my virus thing is malware detected. I'm like, you were here for a week. How did you do this?
Jesus.
And I don't even get it. All he does is play solitaire.
That's all he does?
Well, on Facebook. Which, being okay, Facebook, another fun thing my dad did was, because my grandfather leaves his Facebook logged in Texas when he stays over there. He was going into my grandfather's Facebook and posting horrible shit on Ryan's Facebook while posing as my grandfather. Yay, Merry Christmas.
Can I tell you, I had a little bit of drama on my family thing, too.
Uh-oh.
I just remembered it. Nothing as dramatic as yours, but so I told you about my whole singles Christmas day thing. So that was on a Wednesday. Was Christmas this year? So on Sunday we had we all do the Secret Santa thing with all my siblings. We just pull a name out of a hat, and that's the person you buy presents for. So. You know, the people who had their own family Christmases did it on Christmas Day. And then that Sunday, we all came over and did, like, you know, that kind of type of Christmas there. So everybody was over and everything. Now, you know stories of me growing up, pretty conservative household, you know. We weren't allowed to listen to music or all that kind of stuff. And so I'm kind of used to my parents, at least in when I look back at my younger sense, in that regard, right?
Right.
My parents, you know, got a lot more lax over the years. They realized, okay, music isn't going to make them want to rape babies and things like that. So you know, my parents laxed up on the rules and everything like that. So, and I've grown to realize that. But the three youngest kids who still live at home, in my opinion, are the most disrespectful pieces of shit towards my parents I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you can't, you probably couldn't, you know, relate to this because you're having a hard time with your parents right now. But it's like, you know, when you see someone who you respected when you were at a certain age in your life, and then you see someone else not doing that.
You get like, mad at them.
Yes. So I saw that firsthand with my younger sister. I'm not going to say her name because these animal listeners are all up my shit on Facebook and whatnot. But let's just say one of my younger sisters who still lives at home, I saw her be super disrespectful towards my mother. And it was over the dumbest thing. It was something like somebody called in and it had to do like with personal information or something like that. And my mother was like, hey, come here. Come take the phone real quick. Someone needs to talk to you. And my younger sister just sat there on the couch and said, who is it? And my mom was like, just come take the phone. It's you know, like almost like it was a surprise. Like, right. just come take the phone, see who it is. And my sister refused to get off the couch until my mom told who it was that was on the fucking phone. And I, from the other room, was like, just answer the fucking phone. Oof. And that was the last. And then that was the thing that started it. And then there was a few other instances later where I finally was like, you know what? You're a fucking brat. Like, and then I proceeded to call her. I called her an asshole and a dick. I think if you call girls a dude insults, it's a little more effective.
It's very mean. It's mean.
It's mean and it's ineffective because when you call a girl a female insult name, they're only going to focus on the fact that you either call them a bitch or a cunt. They're not going to focus on the matter at hand. If you go, you're acting like an asshole right now because of this, they're not going to focus on that. They're going to focus on what it is that you act. Hint for you guys, fellas, when you get in a fight with your girls, call them male insult names. But anyways, so that goes on. So that whole thing blows up. And my mother, like, later was like, thank you for that. I need help with that. You know, ever since your father isn't around, there's not a male around to tell my kids that they're being idiots. I was like, you know what? You're welcome, Mom. But anyways, okay, so fast forward, you know, about a half hour later, that whole incident was being brought up again in conversation. And I was talking to my other younger brother, who I would also consider a brat, and I was just like, hey, dude, look, you know, I know I lumped all you guys in this whole thing when I was saying all of you guys are brats. I don't think you are that bad, but just know you need to, you know, be like... And midway through me saying this to my brother, my older brother's wife, who's Bulgarian, interjects, and she loves putting her two cents into everything because she thinks she knows how lives are supposed to be run. Mm-hmm. She starts interjecting with, well, you know, you don't know what it's like not to have a dad around, which made me explode. So I just started yelling at her. I'm like, nobody's telling you how to parent your shitty kids, Rosie. So I just went off on her. So we started. She literally, this skinny
your
little
shitty,
third world.
Your shitty kids.
Dude, this skinny. And by the way, like, me and my sister-in-law have had a long history of fighting with each other. And my brother, he loves it. He loves it when the two of us go out. I don't know why. Like, he's not one of those guys that's like a, you know, one of those. The knights for his woman, you know, like he doesn't sit there and tell me to shut up or anything. He just sits back and laughs because he thinks it's hilarious when his wife explodes because she's the explosive type. But either way, so we're sitting there yelling. She gets within 6 inches of my face with her right hand raised, telling me I'm an asshole. And I just look at him like, hit me. Go ahead. Smack me in the face. Do it. So that happened on Christmas.
Did she hit you?
No. But here's the thing is that, like, with me and with her, like, we're both explosive types where you give us, you know, 5 minutes when we cool down and we both talk about it outside and we're fine. So.
Right. You know, kind of like, well, no, nothing like my family.
I was trying to
How
bring
old
it
are
up
your
you.
Younger siblings, Dutch? The ones that are ready?
14, 16, and 18.
Okay. Well, they'll grow out of it, maybe. Or maybe they'll grow up to be shitty adults.
They're entitled,
That's
man.
That's what it is, man. They're shitty adults. It's at the end of the day, they're shitty adults. And
the millennials in general are shitty adults. Like, you know, anybody who's in their early 20s bothers me. It's this entitlement nonsense that I see rampant everywhere.
Yeah, that everyone needs
especially
to think,
within my own family.
Ah, no, but not even your family. I just think that's just what it is. I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying, like, in the microcosm that I see, like, You know what I mean? Like, I can pinpoint it there. Because a lot of people, you know, because you sound like an old timer when you sit there and go, oh, these young kids and their entitlement. Now, I see it on a firsthand level. So I'm only assuming that if these idiots are like that in the most, whose parents were the most conservative parents of all time, in my opinion, if they are acting this way, I can only assume parents who are more liberal, who have kids these same age, or even worse.
You know, I was reading, and this is maybe, I could be way off, but I was reading an article that autism has gone up like 600%, like some insane
what?
Percent. Yeah. Cases of autism.
From what?
Just over like over the past, I think, 50 years. Cases of
any,
autism.
Any reasons why?
Well, I don't know. They don't know yet, but this is my theory. And maybe tell me if, maybe I'm wrong. I think we're evolving. I think autism is a communication communication disorder. It's a left and right brain dissociation. I think we don't communicate the same way anymore. Think about it, Dutch. Everything's on the computer. Everything's on a screen. Maybe our minds are just adapting to that. You know, kind of like our minds adapted from fucking we got to kill a saber tooth and live in a cave. You know, to our mind people babies. Now are just like we don't need to communicate the same way we used to.
Right.
Think about this. You know how pissed I am all the hours I spent trying to learn cursive? I'm never going to use it again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's wasted. It's just things that are wasted that we don't need. Maybe it's just a way of our mind just fucking trying to adjust to what we are.
Mitch,
now.
Mitch, quick. Why do we need cursive?
Because it's the proper way to write a letter to your loved one.
No, it's
send
the
them a
fastest
purse.
Way. No, it's the fastest way to write. Do you not know this, you idiot? The reason why cursive exists is because it's the fastest way to write because you don't pick your pen up as many times as you would in standard.
I think there's a difference between cursive and just shorthand, like scribble fast.
No, yeah, but no, it's cursive is like, you know, regular, not. Are you serious? It was supposed to be a fun, dumb fact, and you had to like bring.
I tried to make it fun and dumb, but
you just made it dumb. Now I'm irritated.
I know the reason that
once you write your long distance girlfriends before you buy them a purse. That's what I said. You just kind of bulldozed over it.
You idiot. And also, in my neighborhood, they use in my neighborhood they use cursive so they don't turn grand pines into grand penis. So whatever. Everybody has a reason to use it.
Nah, I mean, like, you know, I think we're, you know, we're young old men, I think, because I think we're, and everybody says this about their own dumb generation. We're the last of the generation that had this because here's my thing. Okay, you don't think the guys in, like, because there were Civil War vets who were still alive when World War II was happening, right?
True.
Bunch of pussies.
Exactly. You bunch of pussies, you have your automatic guns. We had to load the barrels in our gun, you know what I mean? To put the powder down and bite the bullet
down.
Yeah,
but you know what? Hold on. But you
my
know what?
Best friend Carl died of gangrene and you have your antibiotics. Like,
hold
so
on, but you know my counter? Bullshit, but you know my counter to that is? Yeah, but guess what? The other side also had to do the same thing with their muskets. So you weren't also getting fired at by a fucking rapid fire machine gun. So go fuck yourself, too.
Well, no, that's just the whole thing is every generation to the new generation looks back at what they had and go, oh, you guys have it way better. You guys are pussies. You guys are soft. Same thing. We're looking at, you know, the millennials and we're going, you know, these pussies are soft with their damn Twitters and Facebooks and MySpacers. And I don't want to sound old, but I do think that with the whole with the invention of the internet, we have created a softer generation of people in general.
I agree. No, I mean, not the internet, but just even what we're going to. Like I said, Dutch, we communicate in 140 characters. That's how we communicate now. And that's it.
The new fad for now. We'll figure out something, you know, another 5 years.
Shorter. It'll be shorter. It'll be shorter. It'll be
shorter. Whatever is the most trendy thing.
At the place that I work, they have the professional version of Microsoft Office, and it comes with this program called Link, which is like an instant messaging program that you can message people within the office place. So now we can just basically text each other what we need to say instead of getting up and talking to people.
Yeah, why would you?
So we would like tech, you know, send each other messages, and we're sitting right next to them sometimes.
Well, yeah, because it's easier. But like I said, communication is absolutely different now.
Yeah. It may not be better. It may not be worse. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, like you said, different. Like, it's going to get to the point where something's going to happen. Swedish asshole is going to figure out the way to, you know, hook our brain into the internet, and then everything's over.
You
the
don't
whole
think,
game
but,
is changed.
But Skynet.
We're definitely getting more and more entitled. I mean, we are. And like you said, the millennials, they are getting more and more entitled. And listen, and I fall prey to it too, because I do it too. I'm not trying to talk like you were saying earlier, Dutch, like back in my day. But I do remember as a kid when, you know, you were talking to your friends, you'd be like, hey, where does fat go when it's burned or something stupid? And you'd be like, I don't know, bro. Do you think it's this? You think it's that? And then eventually you talk to a teacher, you look in the library, you figure it out. But now it's like those conversations don't happen anymore, you know?
How does that mean? Hold on. Now, how does that mean that they're entitled? Or were you just trying to go off on more of a conversation?
I'm going to more. Hold on. Let me explain. Because you don't have you have instant gratification. Instant. Absolutely instant. You don't have the process of having to sit down and think with your friends and try to come up with solutions. You understand what I'm saying?
Remember when you could just lie about things?
Yeah. And people would have to believe you.
Because yeah, there was like, no I reason. Heard this time that, you know, Coke gives you better boners.
Yeah.
And you just say that and people are like, really?
Hey, yeah, Dutch. Yeah,
I heard that on the radio.
Remember that time that guy ate Taco Bell and like spider eggs were in it and they laid eggs in his stomach and they came out of his ears?
What? They came out of his ears?
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
And that, no, are you
I just went on Snopes. They said it wasn't real.
Ah, shut up.
You want to know what the prime example of that whole example we're talking about right now is? Richard Gere having 40 pounds of semen in his stomach. Oh,
that's
wait, no.
Fact.
No, dribble in his asshole.
Dribble in his
the
ass.
The other guy was semen in his stomach.
Right.
What are you talking about? That's what it was. Rod Stewart having to get his stomach pumped from semen and Richard Gere having a dribble in his asshole.
Yes.
Those were like the early viral rumors that happened before viral was even a thing.
But exactly, like you can't do it anymore. There's no way to even make up a
convincing
lie.
But is that bad?
What would Andy Kaufman do nowadays? Think about this. Like think about people that became
probably
famous.
Probably still be not funny.
Fuck him.
Okay, you guys don't even like people.
I don't. Here's the thing, dude. I didn't get it.
So you're stupid.
Sitting there for 4 minutes to do the whole, I come to save the day. Oh, my God, that's a brilliant moment in comedy history. I don't get it. I'm sure it is, and I'm sure it worked for the time. I didn't get it.
Dutch prefers Dane Cook.
I didn't say it was funny or it wasn't funny. I just didn't get it. You understand the difference?
No, I get it. I guess
I don't like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't think they suck, but I just don't.
I think they suck.
I just don't prefer them. See,
my
Mitchell
Facebook
takes,
says so too.
Mitch takes the other side on this one. I recognize there are people who like them, and there is some artistic value there. I just don't get it. I don't think. But
most
Mitchell,
of the times when I say things on Facebook, I'm trying to troll my friends.
You
like
were
today. I said I love gluten.
You are a
just.
Troll.
I want to get my vegan friends to be mad at me, or not vegan friends, but I want to get all my paleo friends to hate me.
Dude, you are a Lord of the Rings type of troll. Like, you are legendary with your trolling because you piss so many. You and Sean just piss everybody off, and that's all that matters. You really do just anger people.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings, I was watching the second Hobbit movie. What was it called? Fucking Fog of Your Dick or whatever?
Desolation of Smog.
Whatever.
Smaug.
It was fucking terrible.
Oh, really? I didn't see it.
I loved it.
It was spiders.
You don't like spiders?
Well, that was in the book. Did you not read the book?
No, it was just stupid.
Oh, these kids, you know, they're entitled. They don't read books anymore. How about me and Mitch probably read. Did you read the book?
Of course I did.
I didn't
of
read
Of course
the,
I did,
hold
too.
On. I didn't read The Hobbit, but I did read the other one, the trilogy.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, yeah, so then you can't. You appreciated the three Lord of the Rings ones, right?
I liked it. It was okay. I'll put it this way. Just like your Andy Kaufman thing, I get it. I get why people thought it was great. It was cool, but whatever. I don't think it was as fantastic as everyone made it out to be. That's all.
I own the extended editions on DVD.
My mother was actually talking about this weekend. She was like, the extended editions are so great. My mom's like the biggest nerd. But no, so I watched, I hadn't seen the second one yet, and I hadn't seen even actually the first one. So I downloaded the first one, and I was watching that with Kelly this last weekend. And we were like, and there were like random things that like were happening throughout the whole thing. And I kind of saw like Kelly kind of going, what the fuck? And I kind of was like leaning over to going, yeah, that's the Ring Race Castle. That's, you know, that shows up in the first movie, whatever, you know. So, and randomly, like throughout the movie, I was like, you know, throwing little tidbits. Oh, you remember that from
they had throwbacks in it.
A lot of throwbacks. So after like the third throwbacks that I mentioned or throwback that I mentioned, she was like, I've only seen the second one like part of the way through. I stopped the movie and I just looked at her. I'm like, wait, what? You haven't? None of them?
To be fair though, you could watch it in the other order. I mean, there's nothing wrong with watching The Hobbit.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Do you understand my sentence here? She watched the second one halfway through.
The second part of
right,
the Lord
and
of
that's
the Rings.
Enough to make up your mind about the movies.
So there was nothing about that that storyline that would make you go, whoa, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what this is. Maybe I should go watch the first one. Maybe I should watch the rest of the second one and then finish it out with the third one, right? That thought process and the fact that didn't like generate in her brain enraged me. Actually, I put it on Facebook, and I think a lot of you guys commented on it. Was like, my girlfriend hasn't seen... and also, like, right after that, I'm like, have you seen Star Wars? I've seen like part of the third one. The fact that Kelly,
Dutch, we're both dating basically the same stupid idiot.
Thank you. It's just I don't. Okay.
I don't like Star Wars either.
You shut up, Sherry. Before I come out, fly out there and smack you in your dumb mouth. No.
Do it.
Yeah, I will. No, here's the thing: is that like what I don't get? Okay. I understand if you watch one of the movies and you don't get around or whatever, but that none of the storyline intrigued you at all for watching part of any of the movies to make you even want to go back to watch the rest of them. Like, isn't that, it's mind boggling because it's such a, you know what I mean? Like, it's an intricate storyline to watch part of the second. And then if you go to Star Wars, watch Return of the Jedi.
Dutch is way too nerdy for how handsome he is. And I'm not saying that as an insult, Dutch, but he is.
No, I'm talking... No, stop with the nerd nonsense.
No, I am too.
About,
hold on. Shut up. I own the nerdiest bunch of shirts. I'm not saying it as an insult. I'm saying it as a compliment. If you were to normally somebody who looks like you, you're a good looking guy and all this stuff, you wouldn't think would be like, yeah, I've read the Lord of the Rings book. Normally guys like that.
I didn't have time to read the books because I was too busy fucking bitches.
Exactly. I'm not putting you down. It's a compliment. I'm just saying.
No, it's
you
fine.
Are
I was a late bloomer. No, to go with your theory here. I was a very late bloomer.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
I was a very, buck-toothed, weird-looking kid when I was in high school.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. It's just, that aside, like, no part of this, not at all, nothing in the storyline. Maybe the fact that you have 1,000 of these monstrous orcs attacking this castle, and then all of a sudden elves show up. None of that whole battle made you go, whoa, this is cool. Maybe I should go find out what made this story in the first place. I got so mad at Kelly. You have no idea how angry I was.
Well, she bought a Fitbit, I saw.
Dude, I wanted to punch her in her mouth. By the way, dude, can I tell you another thing that made me want to punch her in her mouth?
Oh, sure, please do.
So this weekend.
Uh-oh.
We had, Kelly, sorry if you're listening. but last year, and I'm sure people saw the pictures, whatever, we did this whole, ridiculous high-end party where everybody's wearing suits and, dresses and tuxedos and whatnot.
Party. I got it.
We didn't do that at all this year. We were just like, okay, let's keep it low-key. Let's go downtown, but let's not do anything crazy. Let's just go to, like, a, you know, You pay $10 to get into like 8 bars, that kind of nonsense, and let's see what happens. It was just me and Kelly. So we ran into a bunch of our friends down there. And, you know, by the way, let me preface the story. Towards the end of the night, Kelly was very, very drunk.
Okay.
So anyways, you know, we're hanging out, and we were at the, you know, one of these bars had like a Cirque du Soleil type of thing. Just out of nowhere, like we had no idea. We just walked into the bar, and all of a sudden, a Cirque du Soleil nonsense with a ribbon dancing and everything was happening. We're like, whoa, that's cool. So, you know, we had a fun time, needless to say. So at the end of the night, our friend, I'll call her Teresa, okay, drove us home at the end of the night. And mind you, I've known this girl, I want to say, for like 10 years.
Okay.
She's like really good. She's not really good friends. She's the younger sister of my really good friends, Dan and Isaac.
Okay.
So I've known these guys for even longer. And she's the younger sister. And like we've actually, no, middle sister. So Dan's younger, Isaac's older. Either way, it doesn't matter. So we've all known each other for a very long time. We get to the house or whatever. We're drinking a beer. We're watching whatever. You know, everybody starts to get tired. Kelly's like, okay, I need to go to bed. I'm like, okay, go to bed. And Teresa's like, okay, yeah, I need to leave too. And so we were talking, and for some reason, Teresa's like, because she heard, she was pretty drunk too at the time, and she was like, oh, Kelly's in bed. And so she's like whispering to me, she's like, Kelly's a really nice girl. You should not let her go. Like, she's really, and you know how me, I'm like half deaf. So she's like, you know, about a foot away from my face. And they're going, dude, you got to stay with this girl. Like, really? And I'm like, thank you, Teresa. No, I'm not joking, Joel. Like, she's really, you're an asshole. I know you're an
piece
asshole.
Of shit. Everyone hates you.
So she's, you know, doing that whole drunk reaffirming type of same point over and over. I'm like, okay, thank you. Yes,
no,
I know.
This, you understand.
She's so good to you. You have no idea how good
you're
she is.
You're such a fucking son of a bitch.
You're an asshole because you have no idea how good she is. She's so hot.
Honestly, Dutch, I thought you were going to die alone. Like,
so during this process, she's like basically whispering because she didn't want to wake Kelly up. So she's, you know, like I said, like a foot away from my face. So while she's sitting there telling me how great Kelly is and how much of an asshole I am and I should hold on to her, I hear out of from behind me going, you should leave. I look back and Kelly's standing there in the doorway to my bedroom. I was like, what? I'm like, Kelly, what's it? You need to get out of here because you're trying to kiss my boyfriend. So Teresa and I look at each other like just dumbfounded for like a half a second. Like, we've known each other for 10 years. Like, wait, what? And then Kelly keeps going. She's like, you seriously, get the fuck out of here, whore.
Oh, no.
Like I said, at the beginning of this thing, she was very drunk at the time.
Oh, no.
I look over at Teresa, and Teresa, like, immediately goes over to Kelly, and I just kind of put my hands up to, like, my forehead and kind of half cover my eyes. I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't want to deal with this right now. I actually said that out loud. And so she's like, no, Kelly, this is not what it's just, what? No, this isn't. Kelly keeps insisting. So then I walk over and I'm like, Kelly, get the fuck back in the room. I kind of scream that at her and she's kind of like, eh. And she kind of like leaves and goes back in the room. And so I kind of look at Teresa. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. And she's like, don't worry about it.
She gets like this when she gets drunk. She's really a
anyway, Teresa, you want to make out?
So we kind of had like a quick like 30-second makeout session, and then she left. No.
Sesh, a quick 30-second makeout sesh.
Sesh. So she leaves, and then I just start getting mad, and I kind of burst back in the room. I'm like,
I'll fucking murder your family.
No, I looked around. I just kind of pushed the door open, held up my left arm, and sat there in the room and went, "What the fuck was that?" And she's like, "What?" I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" Well, she was, you know, I'm like, no, do you realize how much longer I've known her than you? And ew, no, I would never do that. And what the, are you that drunk? Like, you wanted to drive us home, you dummy. Like, It ended up with her basically like crying and going, I'm sorry. I'm not. But that really pissed me off because especially, you know what I mean? Like it's when it's someone that's like you've known for that long and it's just she's calling her a whore. Just like, Kelly, relax.
It's funny though.
But I guess like that. Tie into the next story. Should we take a break or now we got 15 minutes.
Let's go to 11.
All right. And then we'll go so tie into the next story. Okay. So apparently the next morning we woke up and Kelly was like, so I woke up at like 6 o'clock and I felt bad. So I wrote her, a long apology letter. I was like, oh, okay, good. That saves me a text from having to say, hey, sorry. Which, by the way, after we had our fight, we had great sex.
Of course.
All kinds of butt stuff. Anyways, so the next day, you know, it was that. And then the day after that, which was yesterday, I think. Yes. I had to fly out here to where I am right now, North Carolina. And my friend Teresa happens to work on U.S. Airways in DIA in Denver. So I had all this. Okay. So I got to the airport and I'm supposed to be flying to, you know, Charlotte, which is in, you know, obviously, you know, a half hour from where I am.
Right.
I get there and I only had a check-in bag. I didn't, you know, have to check anything in. So I went to scan my ticket, you know, from my phone or whatever, got my printout ticket, went down to the thing. For some reason, at that particular hour of the morning, it was like 6:40, or actually, no, the flight was like 6:40. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. There was a mile-long line for the fucking thing. So anyways, I get all the way to the front. It turns out my last name didn't get printed out from the thing that I had from the little junction box. So I had to go back.
You're on the no-fly list.
No. They just like, your name's not on here. We have to. So I had to go back to actually go through like an actual representative, have them print it out with my name. Anyways, I missed my flight because I was 10 minutes late. So they put me on standby for the next flight. And then for the next flight, I was the 10th person back from the list who would actually get on the next flight for the no fly or for the standby list, right? You know, I don't know if you guys know how this works.
No, but I know what you mean.
Exactly. So Theresa, Teresa, I didn't mean to say her actual name.
No, what? No one heard it. Go.
Nobody heard it. So she was like, oh, wait, you're number 10? No, you're number 1 now. Because she happened to be right there at the kiosk. I walked up. I'm like, hey, look, I'm sorry. And she looked at me. She's like, I have a 2-page email I have to read after this. Oh, no. So long story short, she got me on the next flight. But
so did you make out with her? Or?
No.
Just asking.
No. It was funny. She's like,
you could tell me if you did.
The first thing she said to me, I was like, hey, she's like, I have a 2-page email I have to read.
Oh, Dutch. Maybe stop cheating on bitches.
For hoes.
I wish I had an exciting story like that, but I really just don't. My life is just a fucking whirlwind of shit right now.
I know. That's why I wanted to like take off of you for a little bit and tell my own little stories. And maybe you have some fun for once. But
I like it. No, I did have fun.
Nothing to that.
What do you want me to contribute? No, I'm sorry. What did you want me to say in those stories? Dutch, you're fucking good for you. Like,
I'm kidding.
You're both drunks.
I'm kidding.
You bitch.
Relax.
Yo, relax your face with my fist.
Sherry, Mitchell, what did you guys do for the holidays?
Yeah.
Didn't do a whole lot really. Went to my parents for Christmas and
what'd you get?
We just hung out. I got a bunch of nerdy shit I got a microphone for Sherry and me.
Why isn't she on a mic tonight?
Because she's vlogging or something. Something that girls do.
You have a brand new mic and I still have to hear her cackling in the background.
Well, hold on.
She's blogging. Yeah. No, what is say she something. Blogging about?
You gotta talk into this end.
He didn't invite me.
Hold
he
on. I think it's off.
It sounds horrible.
It's pretty good.
Wait, hold on.
It's pretty good, guys. So
Mitch,
far.
What?
No, my actually I think my compressor's broken.
Yeah, one is of it? My, is that what's broken?
One of my things.
Your compressor?
Hey, hold on, okay. Actually, hold on. Roy,
she's
shut
not
up.
Gonna let's, talk.
Let's hear them figure this out on the air. No, figure it out right now.
Okay.
That's all I want
okay.
to hear now. It's not a real
how's
show.
That? How's that? Ow. Talk now. Okay, talk.
I don't know if I
talk
want.
Talk into it.
I don't know if I want
see,
to
you just
anymore.
Have to hit it.
There you go.
There, it's all fixed.
Brand new mic, and you gotta hit it.
No, it's my compressor that's broken. The second channel.
Did you literally have to bang on it?
Yeah, I had to hit the microphone for whatever reason. No, the microphone's fine, but I have to hit it to get the compressor to kick in and not cut everything.
No, it's not that. It's static electricity. I've actually dealt with this when I was in radio studios. If you have a static charge at all within a mic, just knocking the ground out of it, so it will work.
Yeah, Mitch, everybody knows that if you're not a dumb idiot.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to say it that way.
I'm going to say it that way because he's a dumb idiot.
I didn't do that. I only worked for more like radio, and they didn't teach me anything, so...
Well, I'm not trying to teach you anything.
That
just
was Dutch's job. That was Dutch's job was to teach you that.
Well, he taught me then. All right.
Woo-woo. Yay. Mission accomplished. Good job, team. I need to drink more. Can we go to break for a second?
Okay. Hold on.
No. Don't not ever going to sound sad. Dutch sounds sad.
No. Sorry, I didn't have anything pulled up because I didn't know we were going to be doing breaks. This is just a fun little bonus, a boner show.
Boner.
Ooh, here you go. Royce, yeah. Let's do this. Royce and I are going to go break, and Mitch and Sherry are going to do the break fillers for us.
Ooh.
So you guys have to do live reads of all of our sponsors and all the shows.
Okay.
Starting now. Give them music. Should we give them music?
Do I need a bed music?
Here it is. They have to provide their own music. They have to provide their own spots, but I'm leaving right now.
Okay. Oh, all right. See. Be right back.
Five minutes.
On here?
5 minutes to spill.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
You got 5 minutes to fill up.
All right. Don't forget, we have actually T-Fury. I know I have some T-Fury tees. I think I'm wearing one. Not now. What was that T-Fury shirt you got me, Sherry? It's really loud. You got to talk to me about that. Hold on. It's okay. God damn it. Why doesn't it work? Whatever, it's not working. No, it was a Game of Thrones shirt. And it took me quite a while to actually figure out what it was. Because it was at Christmas and it was Christmas. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh, cool, another thing to get. I'm like, oh, wait, this is from you. So it was that. Yeah. It's really hard to talk. To have a back and forth when your mic doesn't work. I know that that's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to come over here?
I can get really close to you.
Oh, hold on. Ew. I want to get close to you.
Okay.
Okay, how's that?
Okay, I think it's good.
All right, this is perfect.
I feel like we're about to make out.
Can we? Anyway. Also, don't forget, oh, by the way, everyone, more like radio fans, I don't know if you know about this yet, but we have a brandy new show starting tomorrow at noon. It's All About Me, starring the famous Halls, who you might see in the chat room every now and then. It's All About Me, starting tomorrow, noon to 2. So don't forget to check that out. And also another new addition to More Like Radio. I had music. Oh, there it is. This is really, it seemed loud to me. I don't care. Another new addition would be Rage Quit Radio. And if you are a fan of Leet speakers, it has one of the guys on it. And I don't have the heat plate. I do. Lance from the old Leet speaker show that is around no more. He has started a new show called Rage Quit Radio. And that's going to be starting in the same, in the old Leet speaker spot, 5 to 6 before Hippo Juice. So there's that. And also, why are you looking at me like that? Do you need a dildo?
Yes.
You need a new dildo?
Where can I get a new dildo?
Oh, I know. You can go to adamandeve.com and you can use promo code What the fuck is the promo code? Deal48? You go to adamandeve.com.
You're the worst show producer ever. Like, I don't know why Dutch still.
Nobody's arguing. Nobody's arguing with that. I really am the worst.
That's because it's only you and I.
Where'd
right
the
now.
Music go?
Is it over?
Oh, my black neighbor's going to hate me.
That's fine. We hate him also.
Hold on. Oh, here we go.
So you were telling me where I can get a dildo.
Go to adamandeve.com.
Apparently I need,
because I'm a bad lay and you hate me and you don't like
obviously.
Me. So you're going to go to adamandeve.com, type in promo code DEAL48, and you can get any dildo you want. Yeah. And?
Are there purple ones?
No.
Pink ones?
No.
How about black ones?
They're all black.
Yes!
All black dildos. And also, if you order now, you'll get a special gift so hot. We can't even mention it on this radio station that isn't governed by the FCC. But we still can't mention that special gift, which is, I believe, some shitty porno movie or something. Whatever they throw in at the box at the time. I'm not sure. Pretty much that's about it. Mm-hmm. I think I missed the post on this song like an hour ago. But I don't think we're going to music break. I think we're just talking about other shows.
I think they're just using us so they can go take a piss.
Well, they're also using...
My wine glass is empty. It's bullshit.
My beer glass is in a can.
Classy men drinking
my Guinness out of a can. Fuck you, peaches. I'll send you another coffee pick. Oh,
ooh,
Dennis
wait,
is Ford.
Katie likes big black dildos, too.
That's like big black. Insane. It's because she's a stupid Mexican whore bitch. All right, so we're gonna go to a music break, and I'm midway through the song Pizza Day by Aquabat, so fuck all of you and die.
My first day in junior high, I had hairspray in my hair, and my pants were way too tight. And all the breakers and new waivers and the rockers and the preps would all be in their places on the front lawn or the steps. I hung out with some punker kids who used to make me laugh.
Oi.
Got thrown in the dumpster by some.
Jackson of Encino, California. When he's not at his little theme park, he's eating pizza with the kids. Oh boy, Moonwalker's back. Have a slice, buddy. Take off your glove first. You'll enjoy it more. Whoa, Impa Tiger. Wow.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The
Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsung with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellison Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Oh, I guess I won't throw a rejoinder. Oops.
This is terrible.
I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't paying attention.
You want me to get some music or you got some music?
I had music.
Mitch.
I had
music. I got it. Here you go. Welcome back to the second hour of the impromptu DNR show.
to be fair, to go. I got flustered because Sherry's mic wasn't working. So during the break, I just totally unplugged it from my compressor and plugged it straight into the board. So
okay,
can talk
well,
now.
Oh, is it working now?
Yeah,
ooh,
it's working
fancy.
Now.
Hi. There you go. I just kind of wish you would have just done that the whole time instead of actually kicking it to real promos.
Yeah, I was running out of... I kept forgetting about things. It's been so long since we've done anything that I forget how to do it.
You should just let it go. I thought that was fun, just letting you two idiots just try to work through it.
And I'm shy and awkward anyways.
How much of that did you listen to?
Like the first 30 seconds, and then I was like, you know what? I know they're going to have Radio Gold that I can use later. So.
Oh, but I got anyways. A wooden doll, Mitch. Did you see?
I did see. It's really catching on, I see.
It is.
Because I know Dennis has one now, too.
Dutch, have you gotten your wooden doll yet?
No.
Take pictures with it?
What are you waiting for?
I don't want one.
Why don't you
Mitch,
want
I think
one?
We have to get him one.
I have his address. I'll just send him one.
Oh, by the way, thank you for the lovely Christmas card, Sherry.
Hell yeah.
Hey, did you not get our Christmas card, you fucking son of a bitch?
We got it. It's hanging on the fridge.
Ours is better.
No, I mean,
and,
Dutch.
And we have the Christmas card wars for next year planned out already. So ours is going to be funnier than yours.
All right, we'll see.
I didn't get the Royce and Maria. I didn't get
serious?
Yours.
So I promise you, I made yours with a crayon, so I know I made one for you. Positive, I made it. That's why I know you should have one. That sucks. I got to look. I'll ask Maria. I'll make another one. I don't care.
Well, here's the thing. Is that like... Yeah, like I rarely get my mail, and when I do, you know how you get like 1,001 right. Like, you know, coupons and magazines, and I always throw those out right away and keep the legit mail when I walk up back to my right. apartment. Unless you
hear that, Royce, you're in the same
hasn't got to me
as shit coupon mail.
Yeah, I get it.
Unless it hasn't gotten back to me, it might have gotten thrown out accidentally. I don't know. I don't think it did. I'm usually pretty good with that kind of stuff.
I have to be nice to Dutch. He's DJing my wedding.
Yes.
So at least I have that going. My parents won't be there, but that'll be going.
Oh, my God.
What?
We're in fun time now.
Yay, fun time. Fine, give me a fun time topic.
I don't want a topic. How about you drink some more? Remember what we used to do, like, drunk shows?
Okay. Do you mind if I get up and make another drink? Then I will. Hold on. Be right back.
Go for it. I don't mind.
I have to make a drink, too, because I had to do a break.
Well, Mitch,
all right.
Okay,
Sherry, you and I will listen okay, to Alexis on Fire.
Hey, how about you and Sherry go back and forth, then?
Sherry.
Dutch.
Alexis on Fire? Alex on Fire? Fan? No?
I know their name.
They're a Canada band. Of course you know them.
Yes, I know their name. I probably know their music, but I'm also terrible with names of bands and songs. And
well, that's what we're listening to right now. Hold on. Let me play a song you might know better than that one.
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me that one. Well, okay, that's also a Canada band.
I haven't given up on that song.
You haven't?
No. I love it.
Let's see. Hold on a second. Well, here's Alexis on Fire, the other one you probably know, but this is probably the one song you want to hear.
Now you're in my way.
Now here's the thing. Greatest one hit wonder ever? That was a question mark.
The 90s were pretty good. The 90s had a lot of really great one hit wonders.
But like, did any of them have the staying power that this song obviously has?
No, I really don't. I even attempted to learn this one in sign language. So there is that.
Well, attempted. You guys actually have. You have a video of it, right?
Well, I mean, it's on YouTube somewhere.
Could you post in the chat room? Because I want to watch it right now.
Let me see if
I don't think about it. What is the greatest one-hit wonder of all time? And we're not going back to the 80s because that was all one-hit wonders there. So we're going 90s on. If the listeners want to join in, 9545.
Sorry. The sign language version popped up number one in my search on YouTube.
So you've watched it a few times on your own YouTube?
Apparently.
Just post it in the chat room. I want to see it.
It's there.
All right, here we go. Hey, hold on.
Hey, I just met you.
Well, I'm talking about the one that you did. This is the original version.
I didn't make a video of it.
I thought you did.
I mean, eventually I can if you really want me to. Well,
I thought you guys did it like on the air.
We did it on Hangout.
We did it on air.
I don't know if it ever made it to a best
of. Oh, see, I thought that Kevin actually made a video of it.
Asshole.
Sorry. I don't want to see these two Armenian bitches doing it. No.
I want to see some Armenian bitches doing it.
Not those two. They look like icebergs.
Hey, guys, remember when this song was popular?
Well, that's what we're talking about. Like, greatest one-hit wonder ever?
Carly Rae? No.
Right? Because, the whole adage that this show has been doing for the better part of 7 years now is, what's your second favorite Carly Rae Jepsen song?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask because I couldn't name, like, hits that normal people have.
Well, that's my thing. Is it like, just, I'm thinking of one-hit wonders. Like, what ones had better staying power than that one? Well, actually, let me think about it.
What's that bitch's name? Zombie.
The Cranberries? No, dude. Cranberries had more than that. Dreams is a huge hit. You don't remember that?
No.
The Cranberries. I know you're thinking of that, but
I'm thinking of someone
else. Dude, you don't remember this song? This song makes everything better. This is the thing you have on every
feel good 80s or 90s movie.
Oh my god, yeah. Every rom-com that you could possibly think of has this on it. This is where, like, you know, they have like that embrace or kiss, or, you know, the person found their dog.
It's raining
or whatever.
Come on, hey, come on, Tim. I'm not my dad, all right? I'll never be my dad, all right?
She has a very ethereal voice.
What year was this? I'm sorry. What year was this? I just came back.
Dreams by Cranberries, I think, was 90. Let me click info.
Another reason the 90s was worse than the 80s.
Well, here's my thing, is that while you guys were away, Sherry and I were trying to figure out if Carly Rae Jepsen was the greatest one-hit wonder of all time.
Of all time, no.
No?
No way. No way!
Well, then what is?
Of all time?
Well, here's the thing, is that, like, when Mitch got back, I asked him, he said the Zombie group, but I'm like, no, this song definitely had staying power, so it's a two-hit wonder, not
one-hit.
Who let
the dogs out?
Who?
That was big for a summer.
No, they still use it.
No, they were like the What Does a Fox Say guys, as far as like
awesome.
a fun little song. Yeah, but the greatest of all time? No.
I don't know.
I just had one. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
Yeah, there you go.
That was huge. That was really
one,
big.
One, two, three, four, five.
And then along that same line is I like big butts.
Oh, yeah.
MC Hammer. Yeah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I was
DJ
confused.
Fail.
Nailed you.
Here we go. VH1 actually had a whole thing of 100 greatest one-hit wonders. Let's see what we got here. I'm not going all the way from 100. I just want to see the top 10.
No, oh my all God. Of them.
Okay. Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting.
I was kidding. Don't do all of them.
Blind Melon, No Rain.
Stop.
Stacy Q, Two of Hearts. Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember that song.
I love that song. I think I have that. Here it is. I actually have a queued up. Don't ask me why I have this in my
button.
Why
do you have this song as a button?
I don't know.
You're fucking weirdo.
Cute.
How great was this song?
It was great. I can't deny it.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
What?
You haven't? Oh, my. Kelly?
Play it.
No, not Kelly. Sorry. Sherry, we're listening to the whole song.
It's the same person.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty much.
It literally is. Our girlfriends are both assholes.
Oh,
let's make that a hat trick. All of our girlfriends.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know this song?
When did it come out?
I need you. 1986.
I was born in 88, by the way.
Wow, I was 2 years old when this song came out.
I was 4.
Who doesn't love Stacy Q? 97 was Whoop, There It Is.
Yes.
Let's see. Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy.
I want candy.
There's a lot of these.
I don't think it's that one.
I don't know.
Oh, obviously, Four Non-Blondes. What's up? Ech.
No, play that one. I want to hear that one.
Not
I
want to
hear it now.
Not doing it.
Right now. Mitch, someone you play it.
Let's see. 89 would be Achy Breaky Heart. Ugh. 88, Barbie Girl. That's, dude, they had like at least
Aqua.
2.5 hits.
I'm sure Dennis
is screaming.
Who knows
the other 2.5?
Dennis is screaming, going, not this bit again.
Oh, you mean the one that we did like 2 weeks ago, I believe?
Yeah. Did we do this 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
We do this almost every month.
Every month.
Damn it. All right. Well, then we'll just have to listen to Stacy Q.
Yes. You asshole.
So anytime we run a bit into the ground or if we do it over again, this is going to be the theme music behind it.
Good.
Oh, my God. How great was this song?
It was very good.
I got to be honest. When I was younger. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This never, by the way, you nothing good comes after, I got to be honest, when I was younger. Nothing.
First of all, I got to be honest, nothing good comes
ever,
after that one.
Ever.
And also, when I was younger, nothing good came of that either. I was younger, I used to be famous and rich.
Yeah, it's
okay,
never that.
Since we're talking, okay, here we go.
Here we go. Oh,
this is where we're going to change the bit up, Dennis. There are certain one-hit wonders or at least songs that were on back when I was a kid that I loved secretly and would never tell anybody, and I still love to this day. And here's one of them.
No. Go on, Dutch. Leave me
breathless. I love this song by The Corrs.
I don't like it, but I know it.
Oh, I love it. Come on, man. Four Irish sisters and their Irish cousin dude drummer. You don't remember this song?
Dutch, come on, man.
I remember.
Come on. This is where this goes. Well, what was the song that like you were just ashamed to admit that you liked? And this is mine.
I want Everything by Bon Jovi.
Okay, but he's a hit maker. Like that's like too obvious. You know, I mean, like a lot of people like his songs. Who the fuck knows the Cores? But I love this song. What's an abstract one hit wonder song that you just love and you're ashamed to admit?
All right. See if I can remember the name.
While you find yours, I got this playing.
I gotta remember the name.
Because I want to hear it, not because I'm trying to prove a point.
All right, here's mine.
You got one?
Yup. Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitter.
Oh, I hate this
one hit wonder. It falls under the category, too.
Do you like this?
Yes, swear to God, dude. I know, I know.
As a kid, when this came out, I hated it.
Into the mirror, a little bit clearer. It's really good, right?
It's not good.
It's fucking great. And I feel a bit naughty. Who salutes, but no one ever does. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. And I'm so hard, 'cause I'm in town. It's really good.
C-Max says his was a Blind Melon, No Rain.
Oof.
Oh, by the way, the shoot in the chat room says that he liked my Breathless song, too. He would always cut it down if anybody came around, though.
I have one. You guys aren't going to like it.
You got
Mitch,
it?
What? I mean, Mitch, what is it?
I got it.
Damn it!
This is... God.
You didn't see that coming, really?
No, because this bit is 3 years old. That's why.
I know. I don't even care anymore. I just do it for myself now.
Bow now, now, now.
I got another one. They really weren't too much of a one-hit wonder. This song was a one-hit wonder because it made the pop charts, but after they said they didn't like President Bush.
Yeah.
They kind of got banned on all stations after that. It's Dixie Chicks, Dixie Wide Chicks? Open Spaces.
Oh, yeah, Chicks with Dicks.
Chicks with Dicks, Wide Open Spaces. You guys remember this song? Who's
never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own.
Oh, that put on voice gives me a boner. I'm not a big fan of country, but I don't mind them, or at least that song.
I mean, I'm a little bit country, and you're a little bit rock and roll. I guess what we're getting down to here.
Yeah, I guess we're, yeah.
I never like country, so.
I like this.
No.
It's better than Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
The only... Hold on.
I'll see.
The only good country song. Make a
big mistake. Yeah.
The only good country song is Blame It All on My Roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Am I the only one that knows the song?
I have no idea what that is.
Mitch, come on.
I know who it... I don't know the name of the song, but
all
I...
All right, I'm
going to
play it right now.
And it's not a good song.
It's a very good song. Here it is. And we go. Okay, here we go. I love how I'm clearing my throat like I'm going to sing it. Hold on. After, I love it. I just caught myself being a dipshit. I was clearing my throat.
You do
like,
that all the time. By way. Here it is. Right away.
One, two, three, go.
Hey.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots, ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show.
It is a great drinking song, okay?
You thought you'd see there.
This is the song you play at a wedding when there's too many people on the dance floor and you just want to clear it out.
Yes.
God, I feel like I'm doing Sully's night job. Because he's a DJ at a country. Here we go, guys. I got friends.
them low places
where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases. Now
I'll be okay.
Come on, guys. Everyone, Dutch, you're not singing.
Yeah, I got one here from the chat room.
Go ahead.
Dennis posted this one. Oops, not that one. That one's still playing.
That one's really
it's
good.
This one.
I only hear what I want.
Lisa Lube.
I know.
Stay. I missed you.
You say I talk so all the time.
What did Lisa Lube ever do after this? Because this was a huge
she had
song
a reality TV show, dude, where they showed her in a thong. Someone post a thong picture in the chat.
Yeah, post some Lisa Lube thong pics. She's actually in this video. She's 90s cute.
She's still cute. It's really for real. For real.
Really?
For realsies.
For realsies.
For realsies. And you know I don't throw that word around like a joke. When I say for realsies, it's because I mean it, and also because I'm pretty drunk. But either way, I mean it for realsies.
It's weird. We don't. You normally get. It's always drunk Mitch or drunk Dutch. We don't normally get drunk Royce. People are asking what the fuck happened to this show. Hey, it's not a regular time slot. We were both bored and decided to get on because we're all hammered.
Yeah, and also fucking, I'm gonna throw up the double birds, bro. Stone Cold Steve Austin style to both of you.
This is just us hanging out and talking about what we would normally talk about if we weren't on the air. So
you're not better
lucky
than me. You're not better than me. Mitch, hold me back.
Lisa Lube has a nice ass.
I told you.
Look at that ass.
See? That is a nice butt. See?
Oh, I have one, and this might not be a good one. I think everybody likes this song, but tell me. Here you go. Criminal by Fiona Apple.
Ugh. Because I'm a criminal.
No. I love this song, dude.
I prefer Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Well, it's a sexy song.
I'm a sexy
You guys remember that music video that she did for this? She looks so hot in this.
No.
And what was it? What was your second favorite Fiona Apple song? I don't even know.
The one where she was in the corner and dying in like a room. With the
I think it was this song, right?
No, the other one. There's another one.
What was it?
I don't know. I'm fucking drunk, Dutch. You look it up.
I'm asking you. You like. Brought it up, stupid.
No, fuck you. I'm not going to type. What am I, a fucking marathon man? Get out of here. Fucking typing now. Fuck you is what I say. I have you know, I've been drinking whiskey sours like a gentleman.
I've been whiskey. I almost been said. I've been whiskey straight is what I
Dude,
was about to
have
say.
Have you tried the new fucking honey whiskey from Jim Beam? It's fucking tits.
Jim Beam? Dude, they copied off of Jack Daniels because they're the ones who started it first.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right. Jack Daniels. I'm drunk. Yes, it's really good.
Oh, there's Lisa Lube in her.
So it's actually drinkable rather than regular Jack Daniels?
No, regular Jack Daniels is terrible. But the honey
it just
one
has
is
a whiskey
really good
flavor injected into it. So.
And what do you drink, Mitch? It's a dumb question. You make your own moonshine.
I have a Guinness right now, but I actually did buy a bottle of whiskey over the weekend.
Ooh, what brand?
It's Two Gingers. It's a local brand. It's an Irish whiskey. It's supposed to be good. I haven't had it yet, though.
We got another thing from the chat room here. Let's see. Butt Monkey said Bud Bundy's rap single.
Oh, no. Oh, Grandmaster B.
No,
oh, no. Oh,
Dave
no.
Fasciano's told ya?
Yeah, Dave Fasciano. That's Bud Bundy. That's Grandmaster B, bro.
I don't even know this song.
I was thinking
I've never heard this
for a second there.
Oh, this is even bad for 90s rap. Wow, this is like a weak video and everything. And you know you can't get with that. I got more flavor than the Bar Candy Kit Kat. And when it comes to you, I gotta have than the Bar Candy Kit Kat.
Not bad, right?
That's really bad.
That's good, right? You like it.
Wow, that's bad. Even for 90s rap, that's bad. Good find, Butt Monkey. That's funny.
Some weird shit. Hey, man, remember a couple... I don't know if you could find it. We played it a couple years ago, but I think it's worth playing again just because you play a terrible rap. The Wendy's rap. Remember the Wendy's training rap, Dutch? A couple years ago we played it.
Can we not do it again?
But fuck you.
I don't.
Forget it. We'll do everything Dutch wants to do, guys.
I'm just saying, like,
no, it's fine. No.
I just say, can we not? Because I know you're going to do it anyways.
I'm
you're
not
looking
doing
up
it.
For
no,
it
I'm
now.
Really not. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm too drunk that to do anything. I'm not even kidding.
Here we go. This is Mitch's and I's favorite.
Mitch's and Wurr's.
Mitch's and Wurr's favorite one here. I'm not letting this song go. I love this song.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta get dressed, gotta go downstairs. Gotta get my bowl, gotta have cereal.
Yep.
Bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat.
How great is this? I mean, it's so retarded, but it's so...
Where do I sit?
I don't want
I don't know.
Saturday to end.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to...
Didn't he have a new one recently? Like, the guy who...
Saturday.
Does the...
She came up with Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Did we play that already on the show?
Nope.
I think we did.
No, we never did.
We never did? Oh, my God. Can we play right now?
Yeah, Mitchell, can you pull it up real quick?
Yes, I can.
Before I slap
you know what?
In your
anything is,
mouth.
This is what we're gonna do. We're not gonna comment over it. I just want to hear the song all the way through.
I'm gonna comment over your face.
It's fantastic. You're gonna love it. I've listened to it on my own.
Oh my God,
here we go.
I love this song. This is my jam. Where is the peanut butter? 2 p.m. getting out of my bed, trying to get body out of my head. It's all so hazy.
She did it with some guy. I don't even know who he is.
Is it
Dave
the same
Days?
Black, creepy producer
no.
guy?
He makes an appearance.
Of course he does. No, the guy's name is Dave Days, and I've never heard of him before.
You're like Dave Days.
Dave
fucking terrible.
She does. She's only like, what, 16 or 17 now?
I don't know how old she is, but she's got some honkers, man.
We don't have to get the whole thing.
But it's so good.
You want to go through the whole thing, then?
No. No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I just...
It doesn't have the same... I don't know. It doesn't have the same
have
annoying
the same
funness no. as
well,
the other
she's
one.
She's making fun of herself in this one.
Right, because she keeps referencing the first one.
I mean, she even has a video where she watches Friday over and reacts to it.
What else are you going to do? You kind of have to if you're going to try and continue with your, quote, you know, music career. So,
That video has 18 million views, by the way.
Really?
Saturday does.
Whereas Friday had like, what, 80 billion?
I don't know what it does.
It had a lot, man.
Yeah.
Did Royce?
Oh, the Fox has 318
I'm
million
here, you
views.
Motherfucker.
Wait, what? Why are you saying fucker to me? You okay, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna have a red show type ending?
No, but I'm hungry.
We'll go get something to eat and come back.
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna be right back.
You almost screamed fuck you at me.
Fuck you. Okay, I guess I can get something.
Okay, you know, that's a good idea. I should do that. I got one more here that I actually like a lot as far as like the one hit wonders.
Okay.
Remember this? It was big a couple years ago. Maybe like 4 years ago. The Ting Tings?
Oh, I know it.
Very simple. That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings.
I sing this to Mitch all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Does he call you something different?
Call her stupid.
That's not my name.
Yeah, because they had nothing after this. Well, actually, I think they had like one other song that was played in a lot of commercials, but as far as like radio success, no. They call me Stacey. They call me her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. I like this. That's not my name. That's not my name. When I'm doing my Kegel exercises, I listen to this. Let's see. Pup Monkey is suggesting a Joey Lawrence hit song. That's what this is all about. I didn't know Joey Lawrence had a song.
I don't know who that is.
Nothing My Love Can't Fix.
But I... For some reason, I feel like I've seen this video before.
It looks like every 90s video ever made. That's awesome.
I think we've actually played this before, like a couple years ago. I think we dissected this video.
I know, but it's oddly familiar to me. Like,
well, it's an 80s video. They all look the same.
I know, but...
Hold on.
Something about the graffiti wall and the roller skating girl?
Yeah. I want it's like Streets of Rage 2.
Can I get a flannel shirt and tie it around my waist?
Yes. You already have the jeans.
The holy jeans.
I'm looking up Joey Lawrence stuff. Apparently, he was on Gimme a Break. He was also on Blossom. Oh, he was the voice of Oliver on Oliver and Company.
I love that movie.
I haven't seen any of these things.
You're a horrible person.
You really should just die. Let's see. Yeah. What was he was most known for? I think, was it Blossom? I think Blossom was the thing he was most known for.
Whoa.
Yeah. He was the woe guy, I think, right?
Yeah, he was.
Right. Because we've been over this song before, right, Royce?
I think so.
Because I was like, this looks strange and familiar. I feel like we've dissected this before. Yeah. Let's see. Wow, you guys just let me die here, didn't you?
Bro, fuck you, okay?
You came back and I was like, okay, Royce will give me some time and just say how much of a piece of shit Joey Lawrence is, and I can actually find another thing to talk about.
How do they make McDonald's fries? Like, how can they make those at home?
Did you make them or you're asking how?
No,
to?
No, I'm asking, like, how's it done? Like, I mean, because I made fries the other day, I got a potatoes. They came out pretty good, don't get me wrong, but like, how do you make McDonald's fries at home? Like, what do they do?
You probably need a bottle of MSG.
I'm sure you could probably find the recipe online, right? Or is it like Coke, where only two people know how it's made?
I'm looking. I'm reading it now.
Guy's recipe.
We have determined that they blanch their fries at about 180 degrees at several minutes, and that afterwards they're dried before being tossed in the solution. For a faster drying process, we dried our fries in the oven at 125 degrees for 5 minutes, then tossed them in sugar and water solution to replicate the dextrose solution, and then tossed them in water and vinegar and lemon juice bath, which we peg as the ingredient. I'm going to try that. I'm going to let you guys know how it goes.
Speaking of stealing other restaurants' recipes, did you see that Red Lobster is going out of business?
Good. Fuck them.
And well, yes. Also, I found a BuzzFeed article, and it has 30 recipes, copycat recipes of Red Lobster
stuff.
Like
the cheesy bread? How do you make
it? Yeah,
the
that's the
bread?
First one, actually.
That's awesome.
I actually have. I had that recipe before.
And
we made
and by the way,
it's delicious.
Oh. Hey. That was a clip I was trying to find when we said the O thing earlier, but I had the wrong playlist pulled up, so that was that.
Somebody,
it was all three of us going "oh" at the same time.
Can somebody tell BuzzFeed we get it? The 90s existed,
God. And that list exists too.
I know. Fuck it.
Jesus,
it's getting ridiculous at this point.
Hold on. Kelly just texted me. On to movie 2, a.k.a. 5 of Star Wars. What does that mean?
That means she's watching
Star Wars.
That means
she's watching Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, okay.
And also, she's a better girlfriend than I am, because I would never do that for Mitch. Watch all the Star Wars videos, especially back to back.
Why wouldn't you do that? Why?
Bitch.
I have watched lots of bits of all of them, and they just
watch all of bit of all of one.
I had to watch the first, or technically the third, or whatever, for school once, and it was awful. Hated it.
I will say this.
Human.
I will say this. I like Star Wars and everything like that, but if you actually watch the first movie, it's not that good. Like from a movie standpoint, if you look at it from
a lot of movies from the 70s weren't good.
No, I know, but if you look at it from this is the 70s, this is new technology, this is awesome type of thing. Yeah, it's a great movie, but if you look at it from as far as a actual storyline goes, it's really bad. It's boring.
It's not,
you mad now,
dude,
bro?
Oh, fuck
it's
that!
Not,
not those Cheddar Bay biscuits look hard.
I don't buy that at all. I think it's a great story.
Those Cheddar Bay biscuits look really hard to make.
No, they're actually not.
They're super easy.
Yeah, but then I don't feel like I'm a Red Lobster if I'm not surrounded by black people as I eat them.
You come to my apartment.
I thought you were lived by Indians.
I moved. No, I just moved in next to blacks.
Good for you.
Just one.
I don't know if that's an upgrade or a downgrade, but it is a grade of
it's
some sort.
It's a side grade. Dutch knows
just
what I'm
make
talking
your
about.
Woman make those biscuits for you, and everything will be all good.
Okay, I'm doing it, Dutch. Give me a second.
Yeah. Now, really, which one of the Star Wars did you actually watch? Did you watch the first one, second, third, Sherry?
I mean, technically, it was the first one ever made.
She watched the original Star Wars, the first one that came out like 1970s, whatever.
Okay, the very first one.
Yeah.
And you watched the whole thing all the way through?
Yes.
We're calling Kelly, by the way. Oh, I got to... No.
Hello?
You better pick up.
Yeah.
Kelly!
War.
Hi, Kelly!
You're stupid.
I love you.
Okay, so which one are you watching right now? By the way, you're on the air.
I hope it's the one with Jar Jar Binks.
Damn it! Hold on, my cat just knocked over my wine.
Oh no!
Wow, you really are Joel's girlfriend. That statement right there. I'm pretty drunk, but I'm smart enough to know that statement right there completely describes that you are meant to be with Joel. God damn it! My cat knocked over my wine.
We also have another guest here, which is Joel's sister Laura. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, no. Hold on. Before you put Laura on the phone, I just want to talk to you real quick. Which Star Wars are you watching?
We watched the first one, or the first/fourth Star Wars.
Okay, so the first one ever made. How about that?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Okay.
Well, that's
Kel. Apparently, Sherry does not, you know, share your consent with the movie.
I hated it.
Shut up.
I like those little teddy bear things. Those are adorable.
That was ew! It's the worst part.
That's the third one. That is the worst part.
They're so cute.
Shut up.
She hasn't seen the second or third one. Don't ruin it for her.
That's my sister, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Or sister.
Hi, Joel.
Okay, so Laura, you're helping Kelly out with this nonsense, right?
I am. I'm educating her.
Good.
You're welcome.
Educate her how to not spill her wine.
Yeah, educate her dumb cat to just not exist anymore.
No, that was Neville's fault.
Either way, okay, so... you're finally watching all three, and I don't have to, like, you know, conjure up people on Facebook on whether or not I have to break up with you.
Well, I mean, Lord of the Rings is still to see, but Laura said that maybe you would want to watch that with me, so we're going to watch Star Wars.
No, I don't really care, just as long as you watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I am watching it without your pressure. On my own accord. I figured if she watched Star Wars with me, she could actually hear it without you commenting at every second.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Hold on, real quick. I will admit, I am a movie talker. I'm the worst person to watch movies with because I talk throughout every...
During the Hobbit, I had to hear, oh, this relates to that part. But you wouldn't understand because you haven't watched Lord of the Rings.
I led off tonight's show with that because I'm still incensed by you not knowing anything about this goddamn series, Kelly.
Have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, how about Back that? Back to the Future. Sucks. Have you two idiots watched that?
Yes, I've only seen one.
But two's the best one.
The first one. No, I've seen all of those. I love those movies.
What about Matrix?
Nope. Yes.
Kelly,
you haven't seen Matrix? Kelly, I've seen the first one parts of it, but I was drunk.
They're fighting with each other now. All right.
To be fair, I've only seen the first Matrix. I haven't seen the other two because I really don't care. I like the first one, though.
The other two, I got to be honest, they were a little hokey, but it did complete the whole storyline, so.
If
it's a hokey storyline, why do I care to complete it?
No, it was the action. Shut up, Kelly. I don't want your logic involved in fun stuff. Either way, all right. So you two girls, you guys go ahead and watch Star Wars. And Kelly, pay attention because I'm going to quiz you later.
And if not, Joel will walk in on your roommate again naked.
Right.
That's not me. No, that would help if she actually lived here or came by ever.
Oh.
But sure, empty threat.
Whole another story. We'll talk about that later.
Hey, one of your listeners wants to know if I'm single. Yes, I am.
Uh-ohs.
Oh, not only single, but hold on real quick. Let me tell you, not only is she single, she is a big old hoe. So you guys buy her a steak dinner and you are getting it. You're getting butt stuff.
And we're talking awesome. Sizzler motherfuckers, not Ruth Chris.
Dude, not even Ruth Chris. You get her Outback Steakhouse. She will give up the butt. It's awesome.
Oh, is that why her nickname is Bloomin' Onion?
Yeah.
Yep. Blue Banana Laura.
Joel, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll take you out for a steak dinner.
Ooh, steak drop. I'd like that.
Winner.
All right, girls. Go watch Star Wars. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, guys.
We will. Talk to you later, babe.
Bye. There goes my girlfriend and my lovely sister, Laura.
That was fun.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, shit. Dutch and Royce is on Oxtail. Pfft, jerk.
What that mean?
I don't know. I'm just talking to someone in the chat. I'm drunk, Dutch. Leave me alone.
I'm trying to catch up with you.
I'll catch your face up.
I have work tomorrow too.
Work? You really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
What? But tomorrow's Saturday. People don't work on Saturday. I mean, not white people anyway.
Well, so the install so job
totally defeats the purpose of working for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So not Loverboy.
You made the song meaningless, Dutch. You asshole.
I'm sorry.
Now what are you working for if not the weekend? For fucking fun?
Apparently nothing. Everybody's working till 7 a.m.
Everyone's watching.
Hold on, what happened? Why did she hear a thud and heard her say ow?
I tickled her. She jumped and she hit her hand on her desk.
Idiot.
Why are you tickling her?
Because it's funny and she hits her hand on things.
Very ticklish.
Meanwhile, Mitch is just beating his girlfriend up in the background to this noise.
That's what I work for.
It's like the scene in Reservoir Dogs where he's like, you have that fun little happy song going on in the background, but he cuts the guy's ear off.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
You want a piece of my heart?
Sorry.
You
better
start from the start. Yeah. What's your second favorite Loverboy song?
Working for the holiday weekend.
Okay. You know what, yeah, dude, here you go. Since this isn't like a scheduled show, you know how like you will like if you have Skype open, you'll see like on the bottom right people. This person signed in. That person signed in.
Right.
I just want to like add random people. The call. Can I do that, or are you the one hosting the call?
You wanna remember Madison? You went at her.
You wanna
Madison?
Yeah, dude. This used to be a listener.
Okay. Oh shit. You said her actual name. I know
who
you're talking
about.
Ranger. She was.
I saw Kenny Michaels just signed in. I saw my ex girlfriend just signed in.
Oh no!
But I'm not the one hosting the show.
No, you got to do your ex girlfriend.
Oh, it was on Facebook. I can't do it. Why did they add that? That's weird.
Oh, let's, I'm gonna try that punchy. Add to group.
Just start adding.
You know what? I'm gonna
cluster. Yeah, you are a slurry mess right now.
I'm gonna add people.
You are so slurry.
JJ Stoner, add to group call.
Just add everybody.
I'm doing it.
Let's have a complete
Hey, I could add Lord Darkclaw, the producer for Live from the Morgue. Should
today's his birthday, it told me.
Should
or at some point it was.
Should I add him?
This is the weird thing. Is like, I'm the most sober person in the show right now.
I'm not drunk.
Oh, Sully's on. Add to group call.
You just add everybody.
I'm trying.
Can I?
Hey,
I
if you want to be on the show... Just sign into Skype. That's all you need to do. We'll call you.
We'll call you.
Hey, the creator of Axe Cop's on. Should I add him?
Are you kidding me? Well, fucking
Ethan
what's
Nicole's on. Ethan Nicole's on, yeah.
What's his name again?
Ethan Nicole.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm. He's on. We interviewed him before. That's why I have his info.
I know we did. Hold on. I just want to double check. Oh, that's right. Ethan and Malachi. Okay. Sure, dude. Alum. Adam.
I don't know if I should. Now I feel non-scared.
Fuck it, dude. What's he going to do? We're not going to have another interview with him because that whole comic strip is going to die in about another month.
You're
just add him,
an asshole.
Dude, let's make some radio gold. Just add him. See what happens.
And, okay. But I got to poop also. You want me to add him after I poop?
How about this? Fuck.
I'll just
sign in your account.
Wait, how long has he been online for?
Hang up on Mike and Sully because they're not answering.
All right. Okay. fucking idiots.
Now, can I add someone to the group, even though you're the one who started the group call? Here, I'll see if I can't try and add Kenny. Let's see. Oh, I can't do it. Because he doesn't have an ad group. It just says call. Shit.
So I shouldn't try to call live from the morgue?
Just try to call everybody.
Because, no, I mean, seriously, their producer's on right now.
Okay, fine. I don't know the producer. Let's find out what this guy's all about. I would rather talk to Axe Cop guy.
I know you would.
Just add him. You go take a shit, and I'll take care of him here.
Fine. Add to group. Okay.
Let's see if he actually picks up. Let's just cold call everybody. And then act like they're the ones who called us. You ever have that? There's actually an app online that I try to use with Mersh and Royce. Where you... Oh, it's calling. Sounds like it. Oh my God, did he call from his cell phone? I'll leave a message.
Oh, we might need to make noise over a number if it leaves that out.
Well, we're not regulated by FCC, so why does it matter?
Just so that people...
By the way, kids, if you want to know the writer for Axe Cop, here's his number. I can see it right here, by the way, on the screen.
Just called Ethan's phone, but Ethan's not here, so leave a message.
Oh, here, I got it. Ethan, what's going on, buddy? It's Dutch from the Hippo Juice Show. We interviewed you a couple of months ago as far as Axe Cop goes. We just wanted to see if you wanted to come back on again to see what you guys' update was. But go ahead and give us a call back or just email me, joeldutch@gmail.com. All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
I can't push any buttons.
Oh, yeah, shut up. It's off. You idiot.
I left a nice message. Did you guys talk over it?
No.
No, I just got back.
We might get an interview with Axe Cop guy.
We already got an interview with Axe Cop guy.
Whatever. I was trying to be nice.
You're bitch. That's what you are. You're a fucking bitch.
Well, I hit the hang up button thinking if I were the one disconnecting, it might disconnect this call as well.
You finished the call and you hung up, and I had to mute myself because I started laughing.
Good message, right?
It was a nice message. There wasn't anything mean about it. And I don't think that was actually, because that sounded like the kid's voicemail.
Well, that's the point.
That's right.
Like, that kid is the one who writes all the stories. He's just the one who animates
right,
them.
We didn't actually talk to him.
Well, talk to his brother. The kid. But he's the guy behind Axe Cop, though. I don't think Mitch knows how this works.
No, I know what it is.
Okay.
I get it.
No, he doesn't get it.
Oh, no. We could talk to my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but let's do that. Oh. Dutch, why don't we hang up and you start the call and then you get at her?
Okay. All right.
Everyone hang up and go. Okay.
All right. I got you. I'll add you back. There you go. There's Mitchell. Mitch, you there?
I'm here.
There we go.
All right, I want to talk to your ex-girlfriend. What's her name?
Oh, no. She signed out.
You fucking idiot. But
guess who stayed on?
Who?
Kenny from Connie and Kenny.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk to this asshole.
Let's see if he's calling from an airplane.
By the way, I had a lot of fun the last time I hung out with Connie and Kenny in that ridiculous studio that they had. It's actually a nice studio. But just the fact they had like pinball machines everywhere.
Have you guys been there yet?
No.
It's fun.
I had a lot of fun hanging out with you too, Dutch.
Yes. Well,
both minutes of it.
I was going to say, like, you were just like, you stayed in the other room. We're like, no, I have to watch Archer with...
It's a funny show. We were actually watching
it. It's a great show, but like, does that take precedence over hanging out with your buddy?
Yes,
like,
yes. For Mitch, it does. 36 minutes, I'll remind you, with me.
You both said yes so quickly.
Here's what I want to know is every... Oh, wait, you were just adding punchy time.
I'm just adding everybody here.
Good. Everybody that's on.
We are going to spend more time at the wedding.
I don't know what this is, but I'm adding it. NPN Studios.
What's NPN
Studios? That's Constant Kenny's Studios.
Oh, here we go. Let's add them.
Whoever that might be at there at the time. I think it's their producer's number.
Yeah, whatever. That guy's kind of a dick, actually. He's kind of pretentious because he's one of those guys that works in radio, and he has a studio for podcasters who know nothing about radio. And, right. I would like to think that I'm a little lighter with you guys as far as what I know and what I don't know, or what I know you guys don't know about radio. This guy just loves that he knows everything about radio and you guys don't. Like, he was such a dick when I walked in. Like, I was like, hey, what kind of a compressor do you use? And he looked at me and he's like, what brand would even matter to you? That was his first response.
Ew.
I just looked at him and I'm like, Frankie, I worked in it for 4 years. You don't have to say that to me. And he was like, oh, okay. Just a dick.
Ew, who does that?
No, fuck Frank. Fuck him. Hang up on him. Hang up on Punchy, too. He's too fat.
He's losing weight, though. I mean, you gotta give him that. I guess watching wrestling did something for him. He found a idol.
Yeah. Yeah, I got. I can't hear anybody else. No one else on.
I'm tired.
We petered out here at the end.
I'm tired.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not trying to. Like I said, this was an impromptu show. We were both just bored because we haven't done radio in 3 weeks or however long it's
fucking
been.
Fucking Christmas.
Fucking great. Royce, why don't you like Christmas?
I don't know. Jesus is a joke.
Why is Jesus a joke?
I don't know. Fucking look at his hair. Fucking dick.
Royce is drunk. Jesus Christ.
You're drunk.
Everybody's making fun of me for Royce being drunk. This is the first time we've actually had you.
Well, the point is verbally. Is that that's how shocking it is. You do it every day. It's normal. I do it so. Shut up.
Shut up what? What did I do?
I tell you what you didn't do. Be friendly. Fucking dick.
I'm a fucking dick. What did I do?
I don't know. I'm not even mad at you.
You know I love you.
I'm not even mad at you. I'm more disappointed.
In me?
I don't know.
Or your parents?
Probably my parents.
Yeah. How do you see this ending, by the way?
Murder-suicide? a fucking story loosely based on it on SVU. Rip from the headlines.
Right.
That's how I see it. How about you?
That was a weird turnaround, though. Like, that kind of shocked me when you said the beginning part of the show. Like, that they, like, now they love Ryan and his new wife, and for some reason you're now the new bad guy.
I don't know. Whatevs. I see.
That's fuck, dude. That's
I hate that ads follow you everywhere now. Like, if I look at shoes in one website, all these stupid ads, now they remember it. So I go to Facebook. It's like, hey, you looked at shoes 2 months ago. Remember? Do you want these shoes? I'm like, no, fuck you. I don't want those shoes. Right, guys? High five.
All right.
What made you think of that, buddy?
Because I'm on Facebook and, you know.
Ads. Why do you see ads on Facebook? Why don't you use an ad blocker like a normal person?
Because I had to pause for a second because I was using the Amazon click-through.
By the way, are you the one awake in the house right now?
Yeah.
Is Maria asleep?
Yeah, on the couch, but yeah.
Can you Can you rudely wake her up with a mic next to you?
No, because I'm tired.
Come on, let's make some radio.
No, because I would have to hook up a long mic. All my other mics are hooked to the table.
Fuck.
I'm tired. Can we wrap up? I'm really tired.
I don't get drunk Royce often, so I'm trying to milk it for everything it's worth at this point.
I'm tired.
Okay, we can wrap it up.
I'm tired. I'm hungry. I don't want.
Oh, tired and wasted. I love you, darling.
Hi, Mar. Let's see. Hold on a second. Why isn't this doing this?
Dutch, where are you staying for the wedding again? Like, you're not staying where the wedding is, right? You're staying like off the wedding is.
Yeah, because I don't want to pay $4,000 a night.
First off,
are you staying with the rest of us?
Yes.
Yes.
It's at the Clarion.
So yep. Excited.
You, me, Hammy, his wife, Mitch.
Everybody but Kevin. Kevin.
I think Kevin's come with us.
No, he's going to be down there. He's staying at a different hotel.
They're at the Hilton because they want it and they're better than us, apparently.
See.
Okay. Well, either way.
And then I'm coming back to Colorado with Dutch to spend my honeymoon with him.
Yes, you are, my friend.
Just like I always dreamed.
All right, let's get out of here. I am better than you. Because I have my good friend Royce coming and spending his honeymoon with me.
And I Mitchell? Am... shut up. I'm going.
I'm sorry. You go ahead.
And I... No, Mitch, you could go.
No.
I
Royce,
am
no,
better
shut up,
than
Mitch.
You because
no,
my...
No.
Like
shut
me.
Up. Mitch. Royce, you go ahead.
I'm better than you because I'm going to let
No,
my...
shut up. Mitch. Royce. Mitch, you go ahead.
Okay. I'm better than Mitch because he's gay.
Weiss, go ahead.
I'm better than you because Mitch, you go first.
I am better than you because Sherry, I think it's your turn.
I am better than you because I'm really bad at thinking off the top of my head.
All right, good reason. All right, guys.
She thinks off the top of her butt.
Idiot.
All right, Mitch, go ahead.
I already did mine.
No. Doesn't count.
I'm better than you because I'm spending my honeymoon with Dutch.
Oh, yay. Twofer.
Wait.
Royce.
I'm marrying Dutch, and we're going to have a honeymoon together.
Hot. I'm marrying Kelly then.
Can we have like a foursome type thing? And but by that, I mean, can I?
Girls only.
Well, I was going to say, can I bang Mitch? I don't want to.
That's oh, what yeah, I was going by for. All means.
Hell yeah.
On one side of the bed, boys. On one side of the bed. We'll take nice. Care of each other. I like it.
I got an extra sized queen, so we'll be good to go.
Exercise dick.
You're an exercise queen.
Nailed him. All right. We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah,
or
bitch.
Thursday?
Tuesday, Friday, one day.
One of these days, we'll see you again.
I want to hang out with drunk Royce more.
Well, you will. You're coming to my wedding in a couple weeks.
There we go. All right, you guys. We'll see you guys the next time we're on. Dutch and Royce.